Arkansas municipalities not permitted to bring claims under Arkansas Video Service Act. The case is City of Ashdown, Arkansas versus Netflix, Inc., case number 21-3435, 8th Circuit, November 8, 2022. The case is on appeal from the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Arkansas, Judge Hickey. The issue: does the Arkansas Video Service Act of 2013 confer private right of action upon political subdivisions of the state? Holding: no. The text of the statute does not expressly or impliedly confer such a right, and recognition of such a right would circumvent the legislative intent. Summary of the case: the Arkansas Video Service Act, or VSA, establishes a statewide franchising scheme for authorizing video service providers to provide services in political subdivisions within the state. Providers may either negotiate franchises with individual political subdivisions or obtain a certificate of franchise authority from the Secretary of State, which can cover multiple political subdivisions. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 23-19-203-AC. Providers in possession of a certificate are allowed to use public rights of way for delivery of their service. They must pay a fee as required in each political subdivision in which they provide service. Netflix's and Hulu's provision of such services predate the VSA, and they have never applied for certificates of franchise authority. The City of Ashdown filed a putative class action against the companies seeking declarative relief and damages for their failure to pay the fee. The district court granted the streamer's motion to dismiss, as relevant here, on the basis that the VSA does not grant Ashdown a private right of action. Ashdown appealed. Stating that this was a statutory construction case, the court set forth the relevant rules as follows, quote, "We apply Arkansas rules of statutory construction to interpret the VSA." The Arkansas Supreme Court has explained those rules as follows. The primary rule of statutory interpretation is to give effect to the intent of the legislature. We first construe the statute just as it reads, giving the words their ordinary and usually accepted meaning in common language. In conducting this review, we will reconcile statutory provisions to make them consistent, harmonious, and sensible in an effort to give effect to every part. Furthermore, we will not read into a statute language that was not included by the legislature. End of quote. Looking to the text and purpose of the statute, the court held that Ashdown did not have a right to bring suit. The panel first considered the argument that the VSA created an express right of action. This assertion was based on a provision stating that the law shall not be interpreted to prevent a political subdivision from seeking clarification of its rights and obligations under state law or to exercise a right or authority under state law. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 23-19-210B. In Ashdown's reading, the VSA was precisely the sort of state law contemplated by the statute. However, the court rejected this argument, holding that this provision merely preserves existing rights of action as opposed to creating new ones. Notably, the language cited is in stark contrast to the clear manner in which the law invests such a right in the Arkansas Public Service Commission. Quote, "In addition, the legislature knew how to explicitly confer a right of action onto municipalities, as the VSA clearly conferred a right of action onto the Public Service Commission. See Arkansas Code Annotated Section 23-1-104. The Commission shall have the right to file suit to compel compliance with the provisions of this Act or to prevent violations of this Act." The legislature's failure to use such explicit language with regard to municipalities supports the conclusion that it did not intend to create an express right of action. End of quote. The court next rejected the argument that the statute created an implied right of action. Indeed, it determined that both elements necessary for such a holding, explicit legislative expression of an intent to protect a special class of citizens, and circumstances under which such recognition would not circumvent the statutory intent, failed. The provisions of the law and its legislative history were far from unequivocal in expressing an intent to protect political subdivisions. And while it did impose some duties on video services providers, it does not necessarily follow that the placing of obligations on one actor confer a right of action on an actor with an interest in the performance of those obligations. The appellant also argued that because the Public Service Commission's enforcement authority does not include the right to seek past due amounts, allowing municipalities to pursue their own remedies is necessary to prevent the purpose of the statute from being undermined. The court rejected this argument as well, quote, "Whether the failure to recognize an implied right of action would circumvent the statute's intent is an inversion of the question at issue, however, which is focused on the effects of recognizing an implied right of action," end of quote. The court concluded with a thorough rejection of the notion that any implied right of action was either created or otherwise proper, quote, "We conclude that recognizing a right of action would circumvent the intent of the VSA. Read as a whole, the statute aims to establish and regulate a statewide franchising system. The legislature stated that this act is immediately necessary because it ensures uniform regulation of video service providers, assures equality of treatment of video service providers, and encourages new video service providers to enter the state. The VSA's clear intent to create uniformity across the state would be undermined if individual municipalities possessed authority to bring enforcement suits independently of the state body charged with enforcement. Because Ashdown is not part of a special class intended to be protected by the VSA, and allowing Ashdown to bring this suit would circumvent the intent of the statute, we conclude that the VSA does not create an implied right of action in municipalities to enforce the statute." End of quote. Accordingly, the district court judgment was affirmed. End of decision.